This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for June 6. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. It says there, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." End of quote. Our today's insight reminds, we have a great and perfect high priest in heaven in the presence of God. I do not know about you. You see, this unique awareness gives me confidence and strength every day when I live in this world. Do you know why? This great and perfect high priest has no comparison to human priests of the olden times. Human high priests and priests are not really human, but they were also sinners like all other people are. They had to offer sacrifices for their sins first before they offered sacrifices for other people. They all died like other people. They did not live forever to help people with their high priestly service. You see, due to human limitations, they could perform only limited functions. Their sympathies and empathies were not enough for us. Beloved, the incarnation of Jesus Christ made all the difference for you and me. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who was with God and who was God, from the very beginning, became a human being for your rescue and salvation. Jesus Christ is the perfect high priest we all needed and wished for. You see, he was not only the ideal high priest, but he was also the perfect sacrifice for all of our sins and problems. Besides, Jesus became a sympathetic high priest because in his incarnation, he understood all our needs, our worries, because he became one among us. He felt the severity of our temptations to commit sin. He tasted the weaknesses, needs and limitations we all face during the time of his incarnation here. Our passage says, because of this, Jesus can empathize with our daily temptations, needs and weaknesses, because he faced all those when he lived on this earth. As a man, he had needs, weaknesses, and faced with the temptations, not even one time he did any sin. Jesus Christ in his incarnation was 100% God and 100% man. We see both divine and human natures side by side with him if we carefully read the Bible, the gospel account about Jesus Christ. In other words, he was tempted precisely like you and me are, but he never gave into temptations to do sin. Therefore, our passage encourages us to approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that you may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of your need. Why? Not only he had the first-hand experience of all our issues, problems, and temptations while he lived on this earth, but also Jesus Christ, the Son of God, had passed through the heavens. This alludes to the ascension to heaven from the Mount of Olives after 40 days of his resurrection from the dead. He was taken up right before the eyes of the disciples, and a cloud hid him from their sight as he was going up. He went up and up, and clouds hid him. You can read this in Acts chapter 1, verses 9 to 11. He went back to heaven, and now he is the presence of God in heaven as a perfect and great high priest for you and me. Just consider how great he was. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 4. Beloved, are you tempted to commit sin? You see, join the group of humanity, right? We all are tempted to do sin. However, our word says we are not helpless. There is help available because we have a great high priest in heaven who was tempted like we are, yet did not sin. He is our high priest in the presence of the Holy God. And because he is very sympathetic and empathetic to offer his help, and we have the full confidence to go to Him in prayer for mercy and grace. Because He knew it all and tasted it all, yet He did not sin. Dearly beloved, you can take your sins to this high priest, to the throne of God's grace in prayer. He will give His mercy and grace and forgiveness to help you. He will forgive and make you a brand new person by the supernatural work of God. You see, we can take your weaknesses to Him in prayer. Of course, we all are weak in so many ways, aren't we? We have needs and limitations, haven't we? Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, because Jesus Christ, our Savior, is there. And we can receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray with me. Father in heaven, I know Jesus Christ is the great and perfect high priest in heaven for me. I believe He came to this earth, died and rose again for my sins. Lord, I take all my sins to You. I am sorry for my past. I am sorry I have sinned. Please help me not to sin against You in the future. I bring my problems and issues to You, Lord. Please have mercy on me and help me now. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.